Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very much. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's not a very pretty morning, but it's a great morning to talk about fruit and pecans, and that's exactly what we are going to do. We have the state fruit and pecan specialist with Texas A&M, Dr. George Ray McEachern, my friend of 40 years. George Ray and I have done this together every Super Bowl Sunday for 32 years, I think it is. I'll get that verified in a moment. But he will be with us in just a second. So if you have interest in calling about fruit and pecans, I'm going to ask that you call right now. Call early, because if you call late in the program, you may not get on. If you call now, you will. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And Lee Reise is running the boards, answering the phones, has everything hooked up with George Ray. He really does all of the hard work, especially today. I'm doing nothing. I am not answering questions even. And we'll go back to landscapes, lawns, and whatever I can offer for fruit and pecans and grapes and things like that next week. But today you have the best in Texas, Dr. George Ray McEachern. Let's begin our program with Steve Huddleston and his report from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And true to form, he's going to be talking about fruits and nuts in their garden. They got a lot of them. Hi,
yes,
Steve.
We do have some fruits and nuts in our garden.
That's right. And some are off the plants as well.
Well, I thought I would mention three things. Number one, we do have a large and beautiful Carpathian walnut. This tree has a round crown and silvery gray bark. It is native to southeastern Europe and western Asia. This particular strain is from the Carpathian Mountains. And this is a strain that does well in zone 7. It is cold hardy. The fruits are 2 inches in diameter, and gosh, it's been there for several years.
Where is it?
Well, it is to the southwest of our restaurant.
Okay. Is it in the Japanese garden then, or is it?
No, it's outside the fence of the Japanese garden, but just to the southwest of the restaurant.
Well, that's cool.
Deck.
So we'll give them a little bit of a hunt. That gives them a head start. We got it down to 1 acre of the 110.
Yes.
There you go. All right. That's enough start for you folks. All right. So that is Carpathian walnut. And I know that you have jujubes, because the photograph that I have in my boot book from 23 years ago is from the jujubes right there across from the restaurant. And they've been there a long time too, haven't they?
Yes. We do have a little grove there, and they do colonize. You'll see a lot of suckers coming up even through the expansion joints in the sidewalk. But this is a wonderful tree. It is native from southeastern Europe through the Middle East to the Far East. It gets about 30 to 40 feet tall. It is a slow to moderate grower. It thrives in hot, dry sites and in our alkaline soil. The flowers appear in April, the fruit in late summer or fall. The edible fruits are sweet and date-like, and it is a good tree for our area.
It's a pretty plant and very unusual, and when you see it, once you see a jujube tree, I don't think you'll have any trouble recognizing it from that point on. It really is an interesting, shrubby-looking tree. Yours have gotten quite large, and so, yeah, that's great. And then finally, we'll wrap up with, of the outdoor plants, backyard vegetable garden. You have a garden, and what kind of fruit do you have in that?
Well, this is our teaching garden. We have all sorts of fruits and vegetables in that garden. We have blackberries, figs, pomegranates, fruit trees. And then, of course, in our conservatory, we have tropical fruits such as banana, chocolate, coffee, kumquat, macadamia nut, mango, and papaya. And speaking of our conservatory, let me do plug our upcoming Butterflies in the Garden event. This is March 1 through April 6th. We will have released 12,000 tropical butterflies into that conservatory during the course of that exhibit, and people right now can buy timed entry tickets through a link on our website.
All right, and that's fwbg.org, Fort Worth Botanic Garden, fwbg.org. And you need to get those tickets bought ahead, because that does sell out, and especially on the popular times like spring break and such. All right, so tell us how to find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, Steve.
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive, across from Trinity Park.
Just a couple of miles west of downtown Fort Worth. 24-hour information number, the only thing remaining.
That is 817-392-5510.
You do a lot of work to get your reports ready for us every Sunday morning, and Steve, I really appreciate you. Steve Huddleston is senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Stay warm today, pal.
Yes, thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. That report is sponsored today by Covington Nursery and Landscape at 5518 President George Bush Highway. That's just north of State Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett, right off the Bush Turnpike, and it is a glorious garden center. Covington's is all about providing quality, value, and great service to their customers, as they have been for 41 years. With 18 acres, they have a tremendous inventory of beautiful trees and shrubs and flowers, large assortment of highly recommended fruit trees for our area. There you go. They pay very close attention to the varieties recommended by Texas A&M. Apples, pears, plums, pomegranates, persimmons and pecans, berries, herbs, and even vegetables for your edible garden. Covington's is bringing in new shipments weekly, so you see the very best selection. Go to CovingtonNursery.com, CovingtonNursery.com, to see their available stock list, and go into the Half Price House pages on the website as well. Get out to Covington's today. They'll be open all day today, starting about mid-morning. Independently owned and operated 7 days a week to serve you. Covington Nursery and Landscape, 972-475-5888. Again, 5518 President George Bush Highway at Highway 66 in Rowlett, about 10 minutes from Central Expressway. CovingtonNursery.com. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. Thank you very much. And once again, we are talking with Dr. George Ray McKitchen. We will be doing so in just a split moment here. He is the state fruit and pecan specialist with Texas A&M. And George Ray has been my my friend and my go-to guy for anything fruit and pecan, especially grape-related. For a long, long time. I had the opportunity of working alongside him when we both were employed by the Extension Service. And George Ray, good morning, first of all. Thank you taking time on a Sunday. I really appreciate you, my friend.
Good to be here.
I think you kind of enjoy this because you always ask every year, and I'm really, really grateful. Now, are you at all Extension now, or are you university?
No, sir. I'm 100% professor of horticulture, but I'm also involved in a major process of revitalizing and rebuilding the Texas A&M Research Pecan Orchard down in the Brazos Bottom. And we have 74 acres of trees, and we're putting them in good shape.
Shame you couldn't find some good soil, George Ray.
Golly. Yeah, you're right about that.
That is alluvial soil, folks. How deep is that soil? It's hundreds of feet deep, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hundreds. The good thing about it also is we have a static water table at 20 feet, so the big trees are only, when we irrigate them, it's only supplemental. The main water is coming from deep down.
Yeah, that's great. All right, we're going to talk to George Ray about fruit and pecans. If you have a question about the best varieties, we'd like to hear from you. If you have a question about problems that you're having, we'd especially like to hear from you for that. We will have podcasts of both of these hours on my website at neilsperry.com tomorrow night. Probably by 4 or 5, somewhere in that time, and we'll be there to hear for the next 2 hours to answer your questions. Again, the phone number, if you would like to talk to Dr. George Ray McKitchen, it's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. To my producer, Lee Riza. Lee, I am hearing some clicking in my headphones. Please be sure that's not the phone connection. We're going to take our first break of the program, and if we need to redial George Ray, let's do that, because I'm hearing a great deal of clicking. Let me tell you right now about the very special book that I have been working on. I was working on it until a little after midnight last night, about 5:30 this morning. The most comprehensive book I have ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all the detailed plant posters, my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. Folks, I have finished all of the big chapters of the book. I am doing tidy up now. I've been editing photos yesterday and this morning, and will do so the rest of today. The special pre-order price of this book is $24.95. That's what we announced in late October when we announced the book was coming, and I've held to that price even though we've added almost 100 pages to the length of the book. This is going to be a wonderful horticultural reference for the state of Texas. I say that, and I don't mean to brag. I'm just really happy with the way it's coming together. Now, the best offer is not just that $24.95 price, but to buy a copy, a one-year subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine at the same time, you'll get it at half price. Now, these need to go to the same mailing address, but it's the book and the magazine for a total price of just $36.90 plus $7 postage for the book. This book is not going to be in stores. I'm self-publishing it. It will only be sold by calling my magazine office. I'll give you that number in one moment. Or by going to neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. This is not a revised version of Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the book with the cowboy boots. This book will not have cowboy boots on the cover. If you see my name on a book in a store this spring, it's not going to be the new book. New book will print in just a few weeks. This pre-production price will go away at that point. Call today before 10 if you want the lowest price. $24.95 book alone, $36.90 book and magazine. My office is open until 10. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
One of the very best things that we have ever done, ever done at our home is to install sunburst shutters. We didn't install them. This is not a do-it-yourself project. In fact, shutters really should not be a do-it-yourself project, because if you do it yourself, you're probably going to have a great deal of light that will leak in around the edges. Sunburst shutters, oh, these people, they are obsessive about an exact fit. They're just amazing. And they make their shutters from polywood, which is a man-made material that doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. It looks like wood, white or off-white. Those are your two color options. But it's color fast forever. And it's not wood, so it's not going to have all the wood issues. They are custom fit window by window. Let them come out and give you a bid. They are 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louvers, big plantation style louvers, the modern way to put shutters in your windows, and they're beautiful. Available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Polywood shutters, sunburst shutters. Here's the number. If you want to go to their showroom, they'll give you directions. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Come by and check out their Chihuly-inspired glass pieces, a wonderful addition to your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
All right, and that is a wonderful place. I hope you'll get by. Let me tell you about Half Price Books. Speaking of wonderful places, no football game on the air this afternoon. You got to get to Half Price Books on a day like today. Can you imagine? They'll have some wonderful treasures being brought in. People doing their spring house cleaning, this is your time to get to Half Price Books. You'll see some treasures that have just arrived. You may get some books that haven't been in the store for more than a few hours. Since 1972, Half Price Books has been buying anything ever printed or recorded, except yesterday's newspaper. Bring in those books, music, movies, and games to receive a cash offer at any of their 19 neighborhood stores in the Metroplex. Half Price Books will make sure you get your previously loved books, music, and more into the hands of somebody else who will appreciate them as well. Now, they can't sell everything that crosses their counter, so each year Half Price Books donates more than 1 million books to schools, teachers, and nonprofits. It helps get books in the hands of those who need them. If you know a school in need, contact hpb.com to fill out a donation request form. Half Price Books buys textbooks as well. Once you've finished with finals, haul in those textbooks for cash and visit one of their 19 Dallas-Fort Worth locations. Now they have all that room on your bookshelves. Time for some new books, and they have new books and gently used books as well. Get into one of the stores nearest you, hpb.com, Half Price Books. You'll love them. All right, George Ray, we have a good bit of business coming in. A couple things I want to get done is to talk about the new peach trees that have come out from A&M, and at least just kind of give a general overview of that, and also what you're hearing about somewhat more winter hardy satsumas and tangerines. We'll do that as the next few minutes play out, but let's start with Jeannie in Red Oak. Jeannie, this is Neil with Dr. McKitchen. You're on the air. Jeannie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's kind of distorted. How can we help?
Well, I have pecan trees that this past couple of years the aphids has been they have been horrible. So is there anything that I can use to cut down on the sap stuff, or what do I do?
Okay, if you have a small aphid, if you have a small pecan tree, the best way to control aphids is to wash them down with a water hose. Rain will kill aphids, or just a real high-powered water hose will wash them down if you have only one tree or two trees. If you have a bunch of trees, you have to spray an insecticide, and all the affected aphicides are not cleared for home use. Now, there are some soaps that are organic, and they are available, and they work to a degree, and you can have those sprayed onto your trees, and they will kill the aphids also. So I would want to point out, though, that aphids usually run their course and die out on their own. The standard recommendation for the commercial pecan industry nationwide now is when you have aphids, live with the drip, live with the sap, they call it honeydew, live with the honeydew, but do not spray. So if you decide to not spray, you'll be right on target with all the commercial growers.
Jeannie, I have aphids on our pecans. I just move our vehicles for those 3 or 4 weeks at their worst, and we clean up the pavement, we clean up the patio furniture. They're annoying. They're like pimples on a teenager. They're just more annoying than they are harmful.
Well, this last year, mine were worse than they were the year before.
Yeah, and they'll crescendo. You may have years where you won't see them very much. We need to keep rolling. We've got full phone lines, but that'll get you started. Thank you for that call.
Right.
Sherry and Alan, you're on the air now with Dr. McKitchen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are just super. How can we help you?
Okay, got a big tree. It's almost 21 years old. It's an aristocrat pear. It's probably 40 feet at least. It's huge. The problem is the berries going into the sidewalk. You walk in the house, they're all over your carpet. My husband's already bought the chainsaw, and I'm trying to avoid the chainsaw.
Well, okay, let me help George on that one. That's an ornament.
You can do it.
Yeah, let me help on that one, because that's an ornamental pear. It's a calorie pear, a graft variety, and aristocrat is one of the best of the ornamental pears. I wouldn't cut it down. It probably isn't going to last a lot longer anyway, because they're very brittle. But, Sherry, that's between you and your husband. It's easy enough to blow those little fruit off the pavement as they fall. I would do that rather than cutting. It's a lot less work. We got to keep this.
It's thousands.
Well,
it's all over the grass.
Yeah, that's up to you. Call me back on it when we're not talking about just the edible fruit, and we'll be happy to help. But I would not cut it. I'd live with it. David and Comanche, this is Neil with Dr. McKitchen. Good morning.
Yeah, edible fruit. We'll be.
David, turn your radio off, please, sir. David. That's our delay working. Yes, sir, David, you're on the air.
I have a big pecan tree in the back of my house. It's probably 10 foot above the telephone pole, and it's dead, and the shoots at the very bottom of it, it's got little shoots that come out, and they're light. They leaf out, and my neighbor has one doing the same thing, and I got like five other pecan trees, and they're not doing it.
He's in Comanche, George Ray. What's the chance?
I hear you.
Yeah. Is that drought?
Okay, now what we're doing is when we take pecan trees out in the Texas A&M orchard, we let these suckers and shoots come back. And then when they're 3 years old, we graft them to a new variety, and we're off and running. What you want to do is if they have, like, five shoots, the first year you let all five stay alive. Then you pick the second year, you pick the best three and cut the two weakest out. Then the third year, you cut it down to one. And these suckers that come out from the roots or from the stump are good. They have a strong root system pushing them, and you can graft them to new varieties.
All right. Do I need a, like, I mean, because this tree's gigantic. I mean, I don't want all these big limbs falling down or the whole tree falling down.
Hey, David.
Well, you told me the tree was dead. Is the tree dead?
Well, it looks like it's dead, but I got little shoots at the bottom that are alive.
Okay, that's what George Ray's talking
about.
The top
could be dead, so I'd let it wait one more year, and if it is dead, call in somebody and have them take the tree out and then let the suckers grow and graft them later.
All right, so it's nothing that's going to cause anything for the other trees around the yard?
Oh, no, sir. They're totally independent.
All right. Thank you, David, very much. George Ray, what's the chance that that's drought damage? Is that a possibility out there?
Yeah, what happens is these trees get gigantic and there's not enough soil to hold water to sustain the trees. And they just outgrow the capacity of the soil to sustain them. So if you had a deep, deep, well-drained soil, you know, like down on the river, it would be a different story. But all pecan trees on upland soil will eventually outgrow the capacity of the soil. They'll go into decline. It takes about 5 or 10 years from the decline, and then and it also takes another 5 or 10 years for them to die. The better the soil, the slower the death.
It's like a plant that's in a pot that's too small, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Exactly the same.
Just pot bound. All right. We're going to take a break for news, and we will have a lot. This is moving fast, and, boy, they're calling in George Ray. 800-288-WBAP. You have a chance to talk to the best of the fruit and pecan people in the entire state of Texas. George Ray has worked for A&M for more than 40 years, and he's been my friend all of that time, and I'm very grateful for his taking time on this Sunday morning every year. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. The Baylor Healthcare System, Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. At Baylor Medical Center at McKinney and Baylor Regional Medical Center Plano, they realize that women need specialized care throughout their lives, and that's why many of the physicians on the Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano Medical staff specialize in women's health care. From well women exams to obstetrical, breast, and other services, including minimally invasive gynecological care technology, you can count on Baylor to give you the care you deserve and the quality that you expect from Baylor. For more information on cancer care at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR or visit BaylorHealth.com. That same number will do for making contact with any of their physicians, getting referrals to any of their services, 1-800, and then the number 4-BAYLOR. Baylor Plano, of course, is where our daughter's life was saved in 2005, April 4th, 2005, a rather significant day in our lives. They identified a very serious, the flesh-eating bacterium, and saved her life at Baylor Plano. And Baylor McKinney, my wife serves on that board, and that's where we have our medical care. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, two of the many wonderful facilities of the Baylor healthcare system. BaylorHealth.com.
Giving you a voice, your opinions on the news of the day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
All right, now let's tell you about our home landscape school, which is coming up on Saturday, February 15, 13 days from now. And if you're not signed up, you need to get there because we are running out of space. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach all day long, and we will teach you how to design your own home landscape plan. So you'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project, whether it's a new entryway for your home or a new patio landscape. We'll teach you the principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annuals and perennials, terrific Texas turf grass, and plan to how to do all of that to scale. You'll learn how to do a landscape plan, so not only will you do the one, but you'll also know how to do additional plans for future plantings. It really works well. Sponsored by AgPower, John Deere McKinney, Callaway's Nursery, also Encore Electric Delivery, Monrovia Growers and Rubles Plants of Texas, and Encore Azaleas Southern Living Plants. We'll give you a one-on-one landscape consultation 2 weeks later on March 1 or March 2. And that's where you finish up your working drawing, your plan. Now, this is all day Saturday, February 15 in Plano, and then the consultations are 2 weeks later. I hope you'll sign up. It's $199 for one person, $239 two people, the same household. You call the same number for that you call to buy my brand new book. Our office is open until 10 today. Book will print in just a few weeks. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. You can do all this at neilsperry.com also. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Here's my buddy Jerry Overton.
And thank you very much, Neil. It's 8:31 at the Briving Energy News Desk. The weather could be a problem today. We'll get that story coming up right after we check your first traffic and weather. And to do that, let's bring in Brad Martin from the WBAP Weather Center. Brad?
Good morning, Jerry. We're watching temperatures very closely this morning. You know, light rain is underway, and you may have heard a couple of sleet pellets against your window this morning. It has gotten colder sooner than we anticipated. Yesterday afternoon or evening, I was figuring that we'd probably go below freezing by noon, maybe 2 o'clock. We are at 32 degrees now at DFW Airport, and I'm seeing 31 at Denton and 32 at McKinney, very close. And we're getting precipitation underway. Now, I don't want to try to shut down anybody's church services today. It's not as bad as those numbers indicate. Number one, the air is very saturated. Dew points are very high, so the temperatures cannot plummet. They might drop a quarter or a half a degree per hour, but for the next 5 or 6 hours, that's certainly likely. They will continue to drop, but drop very slowly. Secondly, we do have the rain that is occurring in a warmer layer of the atmosphere. It's occurring as rain, and so as that rain comes into the colder air, temperature tends to stabilize temperature, so that's something else in our favor. Third thing is that the ground temperatures are still plenty warm, because it's been quite a while since it was all that cold. So we're looking at ground temperatures that are probably still in the 40s, maybe in the 30s, but the ground has a long way to cool down as well. So surface streets, even bridges and overpasses are fine now, but I think bridges and overpasses could become a problem by noon, and then surface streets could start to ice over as temperatures drop into the mid to upper 20s after 5 o'clock this afternoon. So light rain underway, borderline freezing temperatures. We could begin to see problems on the bridges and overpasses by noon, and we'll keep you advised. Live from the WBAP Weather Center, meteorologist Brad Barton.
Thank you, Brad. It is freezing rain is what the report is from DFW Airport right now. 32 degrees, 34 degrees at Love Field, and it's 33 degrees at Fort Worth Meacham. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Fort Worth. Got an accident blocking the east and westbound lanes of I-20 at Hewlin. Traffic stop and go from Granbury Road. In South Dallas, there's a wreck on eastbound US 175, the CF Hahn Freeway. This is going to be at Bayer Street. Well, Super Bowl Sunday, as you heard Brad say, a good day just to stay in front of a warm television set if you're here in North Texas. We are already hearing of not only some problems to the north and west, particularly Wichita Falls, the Abilene areas where they have gotten snow and ice. Also, DFW Airport now reporting hundreds of flight cancellations already today. Dozens of restaurants coming together under a single banner this spring in Fort Worth. Riata owner Michael McAuliffe says the city's restaurants compete, but they also work together.
He's going to dine at Riata. That's great. But we don't expect him to come to Riata three times in a row. It's not about Riata Restaurant. It's really about promoting all of Fort Worth, all the great things that Fort Worth has to offer.
McAuliffe co-founded the inaugural Fort Worth Food and Wine Festival. It'll take place in March. Tickets have just gone on sale. For more information, visit fortworthfoodandwinefestival.com. Again, looking for a high today of around 35 degrees. It is 32 degrees at DFW Airport. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. And indeed, we're going to talk about Callaway's Nursery. You know, before I do that, let me give you the phone number once again. A couple people have dropped away, and So let's give that number. It's 800-288-WBAP. All morning this morning, we're talking to Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M, the fruit and pecan specialist. Please call only with fruit and pecan questions and save the landscape and turf grass and vegetable questions for another week, any other week. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Now, back to Callaway's, an independent Texas-based garden center founded by local nurseryman in 1987 in Richardson. The company's grown to 17 Dallas-Fort Worth locations, and nearly 100 of the company's employees are Texas-certified nursery professionals. Wow. That's a commitment to excellence. Callaway's has always been about that, and I'm proud to tell you about them. They're one of the sponsors of our home landscape school. In fact, you can register for that school by calling 1-800-752-4769, 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10 today. Each nursery at Callaway's offers a variety of gardening products, including flowering annual and perennial plants, trees, shrubs, vines, and interior house plants. They sell garden-related products, imported pottery, tools, fertilizer, soil amendments, mulch, and potting soil. Go to Callaway's.com for more information on classes and upcoming events. They have everything you could possibly want at Callaway's, and I hope you'll go in and visit with any of those Texas-certified nursery professionals. That's an average of 5 per store. What are you looking for? Well, Callaway's can help. Go to Callaway's.com to find the Callaway's store nearest you. You know where it is. You've driven by, and you've probably shopped there many times. Open daily, 9 to 6. Callaway's.com.
WBAP 24/7 News. Every hour, every day. It's what you should expect. News Talk 820 AM. WBAP.
I've known Bill Jensen for a long, long time, 43 years, and Bill has been my friend, one of the first people I ever met when I moved into Dallas County with the Extension Service way back when. He was in the nursery business at that point, and he decided he wanted to specialize into irrigation, and for 32 years, he has owned and operated Norway Irrigation. Let me tell you a couple of the reasons that you want to be calling their number. That's 972-446-3292. A couple of the reasons are quality and reliability, and honesty and integrity, and a superior service. That's two words in one. Boy, lots of good descriptions. Norway Irrigation. Weathermatic equipment is what they use in their installations. They feel it's the best available anywhere. And their designs are the best available anywhere. And their service department is the best anywhere. Is the company the biggest irrigation contractor in town? Not even close. Because Bill didn't want to get big. He wanted to remain high quality. He is the best. He's the one who does all my work, and I hope he'll do yours. NorwayIrrigation.com, Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, NorwayIrrigation.com, 972-446-3292. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. All right, some good questions in on hold here. I can read them ahead of time. We're visiting with Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M. We have John in Arlington. John, this is Neil with George Ray. How can he help you?
Well, I have a Meyer lemon, and I had pretty good luck. I had about 50 lemons this year, and I want to know whether I can leave some of them on so that we can use them more closely, or should I try to remove them all to let them fruit out again? And then I'd also like to know what he would recommend for fertilizing and how often, and then also what's the best container for Meyer lemons. I'm thinking about getting another one.
All right. What do you think,
yes,
George?
Sir,
right?
I have you. I also have a Meyer lemon, and 25 years ago I moved it into the ground, so every time it gets below 25 degrees, we have to cover it up and run an extension cord with a light. You may want to do that. The way you do the container is just keep moving it to a larger container. Now, what will happen is when it freezes, you'll have to move the container into the garage, so you don't want a container that's larger than what you can slide a dolly onto and pick it up and move it into the garage.
That's exactly
since you have it in and out of the cold, you can leave the lemons on the tree indefinitely, and actually leaving them on the tree is the very best place to store them. In my case, when we had our big freeze a couple of weeks ago, I had to harvest all of my lemons and bring them in, and we put them in the garage, and they're still pretty good, but they'll only last about 3 weeks once you pick them. So I'd say keep them on the tree, keep the tree. Satsumas, Meyer lemons, kumquats, move all of those into the garage when it gets really, really cold. The absolute lowest temperature they can take, the threshold temperature is 25. Every time it goes below 25, you need to move those trees in.
George Ray, there's a lot of interest now in these hardy satsumas, and hardy is a relative term. Arctic Frost, I think, is the one that is being touted as being the most winter hardy from Dr. Moy. What's the checkout temperature on that one? Same 25?
Well, actually... Satsuma, of the three, between kumquats, Meyer lemons, and satsumas, Meyer lemon is the most freeze susceptible, then the kumquats, and then the most hardy is satsuma. Now, it's all relative to the kind of cool weather they get prior to the freeze.
Hardening.
If it's been real warm and it gets cold all of a sudden with a northerner in November, well, they'll freeze it at warmer than 25. So, mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you have trees that have been like this winter where it's been cool all winter, they can take down to 20. But I always cover my trees at 25 and run a light bulb under the cover.
Your tree made it through this past 2 weeks.
Yes,
ago.
No problem.
Exactly. Everybody's in good shape.
Good.
But what do you fertilize them with?
Okay, well, surprisingly, I hate to tell you this, I never fertilize mine. Mine are in the ground. The key is don't push your plant beyond the capacity of the soil. You don't want a big, luscious top and not enough soil in your container to sustain it. So I use, you could put a little cottonseed meal, something like that, or any kind of organic fertilizer, just a small amount of it. I do not like to push citrus trees.
All right. John, we appreciate your call very much. Let's keep moving. We have Jeff in Fort Worth. Jeff, this is Neil with Dr. McEachern. Good morning.
Hi. I've got room for 4 peach trees. I have the alkaline soil, so I know I need the Halford rootstock. My question is, should I get all the same varieties? Should I get a mix, or should I even get a nectarine in there?
What happens is if you plant all 4 peach trees to one variety, you'll have an explosion of production. They'll all be ripe in a short window of time, whereas you would like to spread it out and cover more time with it. And where you're at in Fort Worth, I'll give you the Fort Worth list. I'd like to have Harvester. I would like to have Red Globe, G-L-O-B-E. I'd like to have Ranger, and there may be, Neil, there may be some nurseries that have Ranger. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a real, real early one, you could have Sure Crop, S-U-R-E-C-R-O-P, and that'll give you a full 3 or 4 week range of ripeness, and they'll all ripen at a different time.
So do one of each?
Yes, sir, one each.
What about a nectarine? Should I even bother with one of those?
Well, nectarines do okay, but to tell you the truth, I'm not big on nectarines. They scar because there's no fuzz on the surface to protect them, and we get a lot of wind in Texas, and the wind scratches the surface, and so they are really scaly looking. They taste fine. They're just really, they're ugly. They're not like the stuff that comes from the garden in heaven called California. But anyway, we stay away from nectarines.
Thank you, Jeff, very, very much. Yeah, you need the – is cross-pollination important on the peaches and other fruit crops?
No, he's in good shape. No, they all pollinate themselves.
All right, that's with peaches. Some of the other fruit crops you do need to save, plums, for example.
Right.
Yeah. All right, that helps Jeff. Let's go to Patrick, and then we'll take a break. Patrick in Fort Worth, George Ray is with you. Good morning.
Good morning there. I'm kind of a man on a mission here. I'm trying to find a way that I can grow a sweet – cherry tree in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Is there a new hybrid that's out on the market, or can that be grafted onto another fruit that can produce a sweet cherry tree?
Sure, glad you're here, George Ray.
Well, I tell you, I love cherries, and I love Bing cherries. They're the sweetest thing on earth, and I always look forward to them coming in, and I go down to the grocery store and get mine. When I would go out to California and visit some friends of mine out there, they'd put a ladder in a cherry tree, and Dr. McKitchen would go up and just eat hundreds of cherries. The problem is this. They can take the cold. It's not the cold that kills them at Fort Worth. It's the warm that comes after the cold. They have a very short heat requirement. So here's what happens. It's cold weather. They're dormant. It warms up. The sap starts moving. It gets cold again, and the south side of the cherry tree will freeze. Now, you know, you may be lucky and plant a cherry and have it grow for, you know, 3 or 4 years, and then zap, it gets you. Well, you do have it for 3 or 4 years, and you just start all over. So Bing is the best, is the most delicious one to plant. If you want to be at risk, understand going in, you may never get it to fruit, but who knows? You might be able to get. Another thing on protecting it from the freeze, whitewash it. And Neil, I've never gone through this before, and I didn't tell you about your book. On cherries, if you're going to be a diehard and have to have cherries, you want to whitewash the trunk from the first scaffold limbs all the way down, and that will help protect it from the sun that stimulates the growth that causes the freeze.
Anything to graft it that would a cherry could take on?
No, nothing will help it. You could graft it onto a plum, you could graft it onto a peach, but it still has the same genetic problem with the part of the tree that's cherry.
George, I want to translate this to numeric terms. On a scale of 1 to 10, where we're going to use methyl plum as an example of a fruit that is well adapted, where would you score that, 10 being an ideal tree that had absolutely no problems? Would it be as high as an 8, 8 or 9?
What, a methyl?
Okay, 10?
Yeah, methyl is a 10 and cherry is a 2.
Okay, that's what I wanted you to do. You knew where I was headed.
But,
Patrick,
you know, we have people that just have to have cherries, and we don't want to tell them to move to California. Go ahead and plant it and let it freeze. And after about the third or fourth time, you say, well, I don't guess we can grow cherries in Fort Worth.
Patrick, I think you and I are both on the verge of offending Dr. McKeachin.
Thank you very much.
But you see what I'm saying. And who knows? You may get a good crop, and that would be fabulous.
Thanks, Patrick, very much. Mike and Garland will come up right after this break, and then we have a couple of open lines if you'd like to call. We're moving through calls really, really quickly. Thank you for being succinct. Thank you for these wonderful calls. 800-288-WBAP. Call right now, please. We have an hour and 10 minutes left with Dr. McKeachern. 800-288-9227. 800-288-9227. Dr. George Ray McKeachern is a state fruit and pecan specialist with Texas A&M. He has won a lot of nice national awards, a lot of nice national recognition, and he has my recognition as being my go-to guy when I have fruit and pecan questions. And I did about a month ago when I was finishing up the fruit chapter of my brand new book. And George Ray was kind enough to spend an afternoon on the phone with me, helping with some of the newest variety recommendations and some other things. This is going to be the most comprehensive book that I have ever written. We have a price budget. I'm self-publishing, so I got bids ahead of time, established my price that I would charge, and then found out now about 3 days ago that we are about 85 pages over our allotment, so the price to Neil goes up, but I'm holding that pre-production price at $24.95. It will go up once we print, but this is going to be the book that has all of the detailed information on trees and shrubs and vines and ground covers, annuals and perennials, fruit and vegetables, and the turf grass, and it also has a 48-page portion that is the retrofit of all of my calendars I've ever done in terms of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray month by month all the way through the gardening year. That's going to be right up front in this book. So if you say, well, Neil, I miss your calendars, I tell you, they're all going to be, it's all going to be right there. There's not going to be a grid. People don't use calendars like they used to. They use their phones. So that's that part of the book. All of my posters, these really comprehensive posters, they're all in the book. Posters are $10 a piece, and there are four of them. You get it in the book for $24.95 and about a million times more. Now, this will not be sold in stores, and it's not going to be on Amazon.com. I am printing it in San Antonio. I'll be there at the press checks. There are three of us working on it. It is a small business, but it's really done well. And today, probably by now, we have rolled the dials on a very significant number of sales. It's really humbling and exciting. Thank you for that. This will not be a reincarnation of The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you see my name on a book in a bookstore this spring, it's not going to be the new one. It's going to be 23 years old. The way to get it at this $24.95 price, or better yet, with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, is by calling my office before 10 today. And if you buy the magazine subscription with the book, you get the discounted price on the book and a half price on the magazine. Total price, $36.90, or the book alone at $24.95, $7 postage on the book. 1-800-752-GROW. Your satisfaction completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. You can order anytime online at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or you can call my magazine office right now. You get Aaron or Sam. I think there's some other people working there. 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
It's our 2014 Home Landscape School, Saturday, February 15, in Plano. It's our 19th annual Home Landscape School, sponsored by Callaway's Nursery, Southern Living Plants and Encore Azaleas, Ag Power John Deere of McKinney. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, how to design effective entries and front gardens for your home, fun patios and backyards. You'll leave with a two-scale drawing of your own landscape improvement project. We even give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional either March 1 or 2, Saturday or Sunday, your choice. Rubles Plants of Texas, our sponsor. Encore Electric Delivery and North Haven Gardens. Seating is limited. Register today. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 800-752-GROW. Or register online at neilsperry.com. That's 1-800-752-4769.
Dixon Brothers, your best resource for all things aquatic. If your pool sustained freeze damage, then you need to call Dixon Brothers and let them repair the pool and get it fixed up so that's not going to happen again. 972-288-7537. Make a note of that phone number. They're not open on Sundays, but call them tomorrow morning. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians can get you up and going again, protect you from upcoming winter storms. 972-288-7537. Their licensed technicians can install a freeze guard. It automatically will turn the pool system on when temperature falls below 38, so it'd be running right now if you had one. Protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. It's easy for you, and it is great for the pool. Now, if you need to winterize your pool or pond or water garden, visit their showroom for thermometer, pond de-icer, other professional pond products and advice. These people have everything. When you go in the front door, you will see what I'm talking about. They really are wonderfully stocked at Dixon Brothers. I hope you'll give them a chance to help you. They are the best it gets. The Metroplex Authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Again, the phone number is 972-288-7537. They're at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of old historic downtown Mesquite. DICKSON.
Back to our phone lines. We're visiting with Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M. These 2 hours will be up as podcasts at neilsperry.com late tomorrow afternoon. Mike in Garland, you're with George Ray. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
George, I got a question for you about a Pawnee pecan growth rate versus a native pecan. Does the hybrids grow faster, or does the native grow faster under the same conditions planted at the same time? Similar size tree.
They all grow the same. The grafted tree will have to be trained. The native tree will not be trained. The grafted tree will slow down once it comes into production in 7 years. The native tree may not start bearing pecans till it's 10 or 15 years old. So they're similar, but they're different. The tree itself, though, grows the same speed. Growth on pecan trees is dependent on how good the soil is, how frequent the nitrogen is, and most important, how frequent the zinc sprays are. So if you do not spray an improved tree with zinc and put nitrogen on it and irrigate it, it will not grow as fast as a native. Left totally alone, the native will probably grow better.
How far east does the zinc need go, George?
Savannah, Georgia. If you live east of Savannah, Georgia, and you're on an island in the Atlantic, you do not need zinc.
I get it. Thank you.
So,
won't ask that again.
Daryl Sparks, the leading pecan man in Georgia, said that zinc was needed just as much in Georgia as it is in Texas.
I'm going to be revising a little bit in my book.
That's right.
How does a hickory growth rate compare to a pecan?
Well, hickory trees are, again, if they're on good soil, and also for the fastest one of all is walnuts, though they have walnut blight, but the trunk is white, and it looks good, like they were talking with the botanical garden with Mr. Huddleston. The walnuts are the fastest growing tree that make the most beautiful, unusual-looking whitish trunk. They're number one, hickories are number two, then native pecans are number three, and then improved pecans that are managed will outgrow all of them.
All right, we're going to have to break for the news, guys. We're out of time. Mike, I appreciate your call. We have another hour with Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M coming up right on the other side of the news. Give us a call right now. We have a couple calls ahead of you, 800-288-WBAP. We'll be right back.